Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, February 9th. Currently, with overcast and breezy conditions, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is north at 23, with gusts to 31 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A National Historic Site in Pawnee County could use a lending hand.
Fort Larned needs volunteers to help the tourist attraction educate and entertain visitors. One such volunteer, Carter Atterbury, has been offering his time for the last couple of years, helping visitors relive history. Atterbury wants to be an example for others.
Being able to serve your country in more ways than one. When people say that, they usually think of joining the military, but there's a plethora of ways that you can help.
Fort Larned was essential in protecting caravans along the Santa Fe Trail and played a key role in maintaining peaceful relations with the Plains Indians. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones is leaving his position. Governor Laura Kelly announced Wednesday that Jones will retire from his cabinet position on July 1st after 45 years in law enforcement. The Kelly administration will announce Jones' successor in the coming months. And Adjutant General David Weishaar will also be retiring after 42 years in the field. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land partners.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt, Kansans are no strangers to winter weather, and when there are freezing conditions, there's the potential for winter-related damage to your home or property. Your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy can protect you against common winter damage, so be sure to contact your agent to conduct a review of your current policy and ensure that you're covered for all the perils of winter weather. Commissioner Schmidt recommends taking precautions to prevent the worst of the season surprises that include to clear your gutters and prune trees to prevent structural damage from falling branches, protect your pipes from freezing by detaching garden hoses from your home and winterizing your irrigation system, and evaluate the insulation and ventilation in your attic, keeping the warm air in your home and out of your attic to minimize the formation of ice dams. Schmidt said every Kansan should take precautionary steps this winter to help protect their property from freezing temperatures and winter weather. If you're a victim of a winter catastrophe, a burst pipe, or a roof collapse, contact your insurance agent right away. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. Or you can visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. On Tuesday, February 7th, the Barton County Sheriff's Office received a report of stolen hay from a field near Olmitz. Approximately 150 large bales were stolen from the location sometime between late November and February 7th, and the estimated loss is in excess of $25,000. A white truck, tractor, and semi-trailer, as well as a John Deere tractor, were seen in the area prior to the theft. If you have any information about the incident or any other crime, you can call Crime Stoppers at 888-305-1300. A Kansas woman was injured in an accident just before 9 a.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2012 Ford Expedition driven by Reba S. White, 77 of Hoxie, was westbound on U.S. 24 at County Road 27 when the SUV traveled off of the road and came to rest in a field. EMS transported White to Citizens Medical Center in Colby, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. February is American Heart Month, and there's no better time to consider your cardiovascular health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 659,000 people in the United States die from heart disease each year, or one in every four deaths. And it's the leading cause of death for men, women, and most racial and ethnic groups. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease, responsible for more than 300,000 deaths yearly. In the United States, more than 800,000 people have heart attacks each year, and about one in five heart attacks is silent, meaning when the damage is done, the person is not aware of it. Common signs of heart attacks include pain or discomfort in the chest, lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, some risk factors for heart disease include high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, an unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol use, and smoking or tobacco use of any kind. For more information about heart disease and how you can improve your cardiovascular health, you can visit cdc.gov/heartdisease. In Nebraska news, two bills discussed on Tuesday in the legislature would cap monthly insulin costs in Nebraska. Bill 142, introduced by Senator Tom Breeze of Albion, would cap the out-of-pocket cost of prescription insulin in Nebraska at $100 per month. And Senator Elliot Bostar of Lincoln introduced Bill 779, which would cap the cost to $35 per month for all insured individuals. Similar caps have been passed in a number of other states, including Connecticut, Colorado, and Illinois. And there's already a $35 cap on insulin prices, though that's only for those with Medicare. Those supporting the bills hope additional caps will increase access to the drug. The AARP, which spoke in support of the bills, conducted a survey in Nebraska, and that survey showed that 29% of Nebraska residents stopped taking their diabetes medicine due to the cost. AARP Nebraska President Suzanne DeCamp stated that no one should have to choose over buying medicines or purchasing food for themselves or their families, and not having access to insulin can be a life or death situation. If any of the bills are approved by the legislature, the cap would be in place in January 2024. Authorities are searching for an inmate who went missing on Wednesday from the Community Correction Center, Lincoln. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said 36-year-old Christopher Foster removed his electronic monitoring device and left it near Coddington Avenue and West A Street. Foster began his sentence on January 5th of 2021, and he was serving up to 6 years for possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person out of Douglas County. He had a tentative release date of August 15th of 2023. Officials describe Foster as a white male, 5 foot 11 inches tall, and 170 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. A man used a machete to threaten a Grand Island family after crashing into their home on Tuesday night. Police reported that around 7 p.m., Rainier Fayez crashed his vehicle into the home near Lincoln Highway and South Plum Street. He then threatened to kill a family of six, including two children, while trying to hit them with his vehicle. And one family member was struck by Fayez's vehicle when he drove through a gate. The extent of their injuries was unknown. As the family ran away from Fayez, he grabbed a machete and threw it at them. Officers later arrested Fayez on suspicion of 12 counts of terroristic threats, 12 counts of using a weapon to commit a felony, 2 counts of child abuse, and second-degree assault. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last Friday you traveled over to Phillipsburg and had a duel with the Phillipsburg Panthers, a 46-36 loss, and of course you had girls also that was participating on that night. Let's talk about that that loss against Phillipsburg.
Yeah, it was a tough duel. We had some close matches that were at league that were really close matches that we ended up getting pinned in the first period. We were missing three weights, so it made it a little tougher to come out with a victory. But we wrestled pretty well for the most part. Just came up a little short.
And on those girls' matches, of course, there's only three of them, but you went 2 of 3.
Yep. On the girls' matches, we went 2 of 3, and we ended up winning the girls' duel. So that was a good highlight for them.
And then Saturday, you travel back over to Phillipsburg for the annual Panther Classic at Chuck Newland Gymnasium. Boys finished 6th, but had a couple firsts and several places thereafter. Let's start off with the boys.
So the boys, we wrestled pretty well. We had quite a few that made it to the blood rounds and then fell short in the blood rounds. We wrestled pretty well. There were some rounds where we seemed a little off. I don't know if the... It was just we didn't wrestle well in the middle rounds. We wrestled really good first round, wrestled really good at the end, but those middle rounds, some of us really struggled. So hopefully we get over that and we get past that. Derek Clydesdale wrestled the same guy 3 times in 24 hours, and he went 2-1 against him, which is huge. He ended up getting 4th. Brendan Fonesteel ended up getting 4th. Jefferson Otter got 2nd. Garrett won 4-1 over Warner in the finals to get 1st. And then Corbin Puga avenged a loss from last year to Carver, ended up pinning him in the 2nd period. So he wrestled really well.
Of course, it was a long day due to the fact that 260 bouts was about there. But fortunately that the girls' tournament got over soon.
Yeah, they rearranged how the girls' tournament was ran, seeing how long. I think they told us that they estimated it about 15, 16 hours if they ran both the tournaments exactly how they originally planned, and that would have put us about midnight, 1 o'clock. So they rearranged how the girls' tournament was going to run, and which resulted in some lesser matches for some of the girls, which in the future I think they plan on running it in 2 days, which will help. But the girls wrestled pretty well. It helped us a little bit because some of our newer girls got paired in to a lower bracket, so they had more competition at their level rather than having to, because some of them were 1-2 in the state and not having to start out with that. So we wrestled well, ended up coming out with a 3rd place as a team.
Coach, every week that you name a wrestler of the week, and who did you have for the girls and the boys teams?
On the girls, we did the whole team. We were only behind Garden City and Great Bend, 2 schools that are quite a bit bigger than us and not in our division. So they, as a whole, wrestled pretty well. Lost some matches we shouldn't have, but we learned from them, and hopefully we fix that for regionals this coming week. On the boys' side, we had Derek Clydesdale and Corbin Puga. I already talked about both of them. Corbin avenged a loss from last year and was pretty dominant most of the tournament, and Derek beat the same kid twice in 24 hours. Unfortunately, we fell to him in the third round, but it's hard when you're that close with somebody to beat someone 3 times in a row, especially in 24 hours.
Busy week for you this week. Thursday, you'll be traveling to Goodland, the Max Jones Fieldhouse, and duel the Goodland Cowboys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Goodland's team?
Goodland's open in 3 weights, and as long as we stay healthy, we should fill all the weights, and we should be pretty competitive in most of the matches. So that should be a good duel in our favor. So hopefully we can bring home a duel victory at the end of our duel season.
And will that include girls wrestling?
We will not have a girls duel with regionals being Saturday.
And that's going to be at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time?
Yes, it will be.
All right, and then Friday, Coach, you send the junior varsity to Colby for the Bill Voss. It's a change from previous years, normally on Saturday of this week, but they're going to move it on Friday.
Yeah, I think they did that so that they could go support their own girls at the regional tournament. And we're sending 6 boys. Colton Stover's back in the lineup, so he'll get to finish out his sophomore year wrestling, which should be good for him. And we'll have 6 boys there, and it starts at 1 o'clock at the high school.
Coach, on Saturday. It's a 4A to 1A, 1A to 4A regionals for the girls. That'll be at Hoisington, the Hoisington Event Center. Tell us a little bit about the girls' regional.
Girls' regional, it has grown tremendously. I think there's 125 girls entered this year, which is up. I think there was 70-some last year, so almost doubled. They almost all have at least an eight-person bracket, so we're going to have to win some matches to get out, and we should be okay. We've got quite a few that are that 3, 4, 5 seed, and we can definitely throw in some upsets there. So I think we'll hopefully get quite a few out this week.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck on Thursday when you travel to Goodland to duel the Cowboys. And then on Friday, we wish the best luck to the junior varsity at the Bill Voss Invitational. And then Saturday, the Lady Jays will be at the regional 4A through 1A regional in Hoisington. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be burrito, green beans, fruit, and milk. For Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the FFA at Fort Hays State University. At 2:30, forensics with Sylvan Lucas. At 4 p.m., the junior high wrestling in Atwood. At 4:30, the high school varsity junior varsity basketball with Cambridge. And at 6 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity wrestling duels in Goodland. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., and it should be cloudy today with a high near 37 and breezy, with a northwest wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before 10 p.m. Otherwise, it should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 16 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 42 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, should be clear with a low around 21. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 55. And on Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Currently, with overcast and breezy conditions, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is north at 23 with gusts to 31 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11, the dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles are slated to meet in Super Bowl 57, and it will be a tough matchup for the Chiefs offense coming against a potent Eagles defense that's really been great this year at rushing the passer. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes met with the media, and he discussed that Eagles defense, and I feel the pass rush might be the most vaunted part, but top to bottom, it is a very stout defense that Philadelphia does employ.
Yeah, I'd probably say the defensive line, just because, I mean, they're on the like a historic sack rate and the way they're able to get to the quarterback, and so everybody knows that everything starts up front, and so it'll be a great challenge for our offensive line to try to do what they can in the run game and the pass game of protecting and run blocking. But I mean, they got great DBs, they got great linebackers, and so when you have a great unit, it's about how can you execute and just and prevent negative plays. And they've done a great job, especially in the playoffs, of causing negative plays, and then and turnovers are usually what win and lose a football game. And so for us, we understand it's gonna be a great challenge through and through, but the defensive line is a special group, and so I'd probably say that.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit MoveForwardPT.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A very potent low-pressure system is moving from Kansas into Missouri this morning. We're on the backside of the system in extreme northeastern Kansas. That's where a winter weather advisory has been issued in Atchison, Doniphan, Leavenworth, Wyandotte, and Johnson counties, where 1 to 3 inches of snow is falling. It's made conditions very slick. For the rest of us, we'll see precipitation coming to an end. Another system arrives tonight into tomorrow that could bring a dusting of snow by early Friday morning. Colder temperatures tomorrow, then a warm-up this weekend. So some chances of snow, windy today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the low 30s. Snow possible again through tonight. In north-central Kansas, areas of light rain or light snow again this afternoon with a high in the low 40s. In northeastern Kansas, cloudy today with a high in the mid-40s following the system moving on out. For southwestern Kansas, cloudy, windy, and cooler today with a high in the upper 30s, a gusty northwest wind. Upper 40s in south-central Kansas, 50s in the southeast. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we haven't seen any considerable or significant cash trade as of yet. A few trades at the 159 level, but most everyone holding out as far as what the packer may do. We'll wait and see, but I would think everyone holding out for hopefully a 160, maybe even up to a 161 trade. All right, now that 159 is steady with last week's trade. There was action in the overnight markets. It started lower, rallied in the early morning hours, but now it's been pared back.